Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Stapleton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting second. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rucker. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Ivey reaches second base with a double. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivey moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. There goes Cabell. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ivey strikes out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Perez reaches second base with a double. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nichols bunts between the mound and first base. Rucker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nichols for the out. Perez moves to third. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive towards third. Johnson catches it and steps on third to double up Perez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy bunts towards the mound. Rucker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans is hit by the pitch. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs bunts towards the mound. Rucker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stapleton hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ivey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Jerry Turner pinch runs for Mike Ivey. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Tobik now pitching. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy bunts towards the mound. Tobik fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allinson moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Herndon chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Herndon. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allinson moves to third. Remy moves to second. Rick Miller pinch runs for Dwight Evans. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell fields it and throws to home to get Allinson. Remy moves to third. Miller moves to second. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lansford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Howard Bailey now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Bailey covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing center field. Reed Nichols now playing right field. Glenn Hoffman now playing shortstop. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Jones moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Mark Clear now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jones scores. Herndon moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nichols strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a pop-up towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Leach pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leach moves to second. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leach scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 4 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.